Hello, good evening.
My name is Jack.
Hi,
hello.
Ma'am. Hi, ma'am. My name is Jack from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a study. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Your name was chosen at random. Now, the next question is just for a statistical purpose only, but do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else? Can you share your opinion? Hello, ma'am?
You can only be one or the other, and I am a female.
Right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
The year of my birth is 1945.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for taking the time to help us. Now, moving forward. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
I am not. No.
Okay. And what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
I am a white Hungarian.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
4-year college.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
I am registered to vote in Ohio.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local office in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local Levi's. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 in general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are they canceled 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or you will definitely not vote?
I am certain to vote.
Thank you. And thinking about that direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, below is the list of issues. Now, please select three if they are the most important to you, okay? Just for the sake of our research. I'm going to read them all. You can stop me when you hear the ones that are most important to you, and then I will continue, just in case you want to change your mind. Now, here's the first one. Access to abortion, transportation, housing, city budget and spending, crime, violence, racial inequity, jobs, economy, criminal justice reform, education, property taxes, health care, illegalizing marijuana. If you have to pick three for the sake of research.
Crime, mm-hmm. Jobs, economy.
And, okay, jobs in the economy is all the ones all together. How about that racial inequity, education, property taxes, healthcare, legalizing marijuana?
You put education in there.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Wait, wait. Okay. Excuse me a minute. 10 was favorable and 1 is not favorable?
Exactly. 10 means very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means neither warm or cold, and 0 means very cold and unfavorable. Okay?
Okay.
First one is the Columbus City Council from 0 to 10. What number should we give them?
0.
And Nick Bankston, recognize the name?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Nick Bankston. Recognize the name?
Thank you. I do not.
Okay. How about Zach Klain? No.
I do not.
Okay. Shannon Harding. No.
No.
Okay. How about Adrian Hood? 0 to 10.
No.
No. Okay. Nope. How about Melissa Green from 0 to 10?
If I remember right, I would say 5.
Okay. How about Nancy Day Octauer from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. How about Andrew Ginter?
Zero.
Okay. How about the Columbus police in general?
Oh, boy, that's tough. They used to be really great, but here lately, not so much. Oh, gosh. Let's say six.
Okay. And how about Emmanuel Remy? Does it ring a bell? 0 to 10?
No, that rings no bell.
Louis Gill.
10.
Okay.
10.
And Chris Welch? Chris Welch? From 0 to 10?
Let's do 6.
Okay, 6. Now, how about Farhan Jetty. Recognize the name?
I'm thinking. I don't think so, no.
Okay, let's move forward real quick. Now, in 2018, the waters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and required them to live in 9 distant areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Second one, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. First one or second one?
First one.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the November election, if the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Altgauer, if you have to choose today?
I would vote for Louis Gill.
Louis Gill, okay. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Rainey, if you have to choose today?
Tell me the names again.
Yes. With City Council, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Rainey, if you have to choose today? Emmanuel. Okay. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston, if you have to choose today?
Probably Paxton.
Okay. What? Nick Bankston or Farhan?
Yes.
Nick Bankston. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Now, someone whose focus in dividing funds from local police to other services to address the root cause of crime, or someone who's working in reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police? First one or second one, will you support or agree with more?
Well, can you repeat those again, please?
Of course. Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that addresses the root causes of crime, or someone who's working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police? First one or second one?
Second one.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Now, ma'am, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council, and 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely, and 0 means that you're much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council on November 23. Now, first one, Nancy Day Altgauer is a community leader. She spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs on the website of Columbus by collaborating with other communities and stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Now, Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make a neighborhood safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. From 0 to 10, how much more likely for you to vote? Yes.
I'd probably be in the middle on that one right now, number five.
Okay, the next one. Louis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Louis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Louis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate your patience. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. And the November election for the community city council were held today. Would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Dake Hawkower, if you had to choose?
I'd vote for Mr. Gill.
Mr. Gill, okay. Now, I'm going to read you the statements that people make up by candidates running for city council. Again, read the scale from 0 to 10. Okay. 10, much more likely to vote. 0 means less likely to vote. First one is Nick Bankstone. He's a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankstone understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all the residents. From 0 to 10, what number?
I would say 5 on him as well.
Okay. Now, Mr. Farhan Getty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Getty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful business and services, serving as a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. From 0 to 10.
Probably an 8.
Eight? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. I appreciate your patience and life. Almost done. Sometimes in the service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Mr. Farhan Getty or Nick Bankstone?
Probably Farhan.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people make about candidates running for city council. Again, rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10. He's the first one. Emmanuel Ramey is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Ramey's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, clean up illegal dumping to the city, and create new jobs. During his time on City Council, the Council has passed gun control, investing tens of millions in youth programming, and invest over $1 million in a gun violence prevention program. Is the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10.
I'm not sure how effective the programs have been. I'm going to say 0 on this one.
Okay. It's your opinion that matters, believe me. And I appreciate your sharing it. Now, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, a grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create changes that we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of the zip code. From 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, we're almost done. Sometimes of the in surveys like this, people change their mind. Sometimes they don't. Now, if you have to choose the November election for the Columbus City Council we're held today, would you work for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Raby?
I might vote for Hood.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's move forward. Which of the following candidates are more likely you to support or agree with more? First candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Or candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root cause of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. First one or second one?
First one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with how the city is handling public safety in your community?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some information about actions that Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the action makes you feel more favorable towards the City Council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that action makes you feel much less favorable. Okay, to City Council. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Now, the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession, while funding a record-sealing program under the legislation and arrest of conviction of a minor. Misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Now, the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. For 0 to 10.
5.
And the Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and requires safe gun storage of firearms. From 0 to 10.
That's a tough one. I believe in half of it. But not all of it. So I'm going to have to give it a 0. I'm going to have to give it a 0 based on
okay.
that.
Okay. No problem. Let's move on. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. And if it passes, it will establish constitutional right for all Ohioans, to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion on the state. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to abortion in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to abortion in Ohio, or are you still undecided?
Of course, I'd have to read the entire amendment, and it would be based upon how many weeks that they're advocating, and I don't know what that is. So until I know what that is, I'm going to vote 0.
Okay. You're undecided? Can I record that as your answer?
No, I'm not undecided. I know exactly how I'll vote. So
would you say yes, it leaned towards yes or lean towards no?
I'm leaning toward no.
To no, okay. Thank you, man. Let's move forward. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purpose of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment? and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system. If you have to choose, would you support or oppose increasing taxes for this purpose?
I would vote no. I don't want to increase taxes for those purposes, so no.
So, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed? How should I record your answer?
Totally opposed.
Okay. So let's finish this up. Just for a statistical purpose only, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. Are you really consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, ma'am. And now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted in 2020 for president, yes.
Okay. For whom did you vote? The Democrats, Republicans?
I voted Republican.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that was 2022, that was your, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, just for the statistical purpose.
I would like to decline to answer that one.
Okay, no problem. Now, thank you very much for taking the time to help us. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Bye-bye.